Facebook or call 340-5630. News Radio KMAN with a forecast that for today looks pretty doggone nice. It's going to be partly sunny, 52 degrees today, and then things change. North winds come through the area, driving temperatures lower, 15 tonight, 29 tomorrow, 27 on Friday, and freezing rain and sleet and what could be a very wet, slippery, almost hazardous weekend in store. 60 to 80% chances of frozen precipitation over the weekend. We check in with 48 degrees in Manhattan at News Radio KMAN. Kathy Dawes on the phone this morning. We have State Senator Tom Hawk joining us this morning. Good morning, Senator.
Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Kathy and Dave.
And you're calling from Topeka. I'm sure you sat in on the governor's State of the State address last night and some early comments on what you have from what the governor had to speak about last night.
Well, I think I have many of the same reactions that Representative Phillips had. I happened to listen to his comments earlier this morning.
And, which we appreciate you listening. Thank you.
And also some of the same response that our Republican President of the Senate, Susan Weigel, had. She made the comment that she was looking for a hint of some long-term solutions from the governor and didn't hear any. And I think that probably was my greatest disappointment with the governor's speech, is that he really did not focus on what I think is the crisis that we've been hearing about during this last election. And that's the fact that we are underwater on our budget, $350 million now, another $550 million in the next budget. So we have almost a $900-plus million hole in our budget, and the governor did not speak to that at all. In fact, he tried to sort of, I believe, manipulate things a little bit and imply that things were working out great. And I don't think there are four or five people in the entire legislature that believe things are great.
That may be an overreach even at that.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure those people were awake if they think things are great.
Was there anything that the governor said that, you know, and you had said that that was an omission, something he didn't really talk about, but was there something that really stood out among what he did say last night?
Well, I always look at the governor, and I always think of the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I think the governor did attempt to make us feel good about being Kansans and reminded us that we do live in a great state, and we have some great opportunities, and we have great people here and hardworking people. And I appreciate when the governor, in spite of all of these crises, reminds us that we do have to work on our relationship. So that was a positive. And he did hint at what I think is one of our major problems, and that's our water availability and future quality problems. So he made reference again to the Ogallala Aquifer and some of the improvements we've made. But I think when we got to the bad and the ugly, he then tried to pivot and I think distorted for the public what the problems are, implying that it was our state government is bad. And he used an example of saying we just don't have efficient state government because we have a board of barbering and a board of cosmetology. They're separate. Why do we have two separate boards? And he neglected to mention that those boards are actually funded by our hairdressers and our cosmetologists and our barbers. The government doesn't put, state government, the taxpayer doesn't put any money into that. So I think there's this constant attempt to shift the attention of the public from what almost everybody, Republican, Democrat, believe is the mismanagement of this governor and his failure with his tax policy that's got us in such a big hole. And I thought maybe he would come forward and admit that and say we have to work together, but instead he has shifted that responsibility to the legislature. So that still sticks in my throat, and I'm still very disappointed in that.
some positive things said, I think, about Fort Riley, at least, as Representative Phillips had indicated. And there are some interesting things said about universities. This $15,000 whatever tuition kind of caught our ear a little bit too, Tom.
Yeah, for a four-year degree, I'm going back to when I was in college in the late 60s, and I'm thinking it certainly cost at least a couple thousand dollars a year by the time you did room and board and your tuition at K-State. So to be able to do it for less than $4,000 a year, I think one of my colleagues said, you know, we all live in Kansas and the governor lives in a state of denial. I think it's nice to say to the Board of Regents and our administrators and faculty at K-State, KU, and Wichita State, can we do something to make college education more affordable? But the governor shifted all of that to our universities without recognizing that in our Constitution, the state has an obligation to also be a partner in higher education. So I thought, again, it was trying to shift the public's attention from what's really wrong in our state government and our budget and blame, again, higher education as being one of the faults. So I'd be interested, as Representative Phillips said, in what the governor and Sean Sullivan, the budget director's, ideas on how the university could do that. It doesn't look possible in any way, and it's been a few years since my sons went to college, but I don't think there's any way in the economy we have now, hardly for a student to live on $4,000 a year, much less go to college on that.
Well, Senator Hawk, we appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule. We wish you well and safe travels home this weekend.
Well, I hope we'll have some better news as the session moves along, because I think both my Republican and Democratic colleagues recognize our backs are against the wall and we've got to solve this problem. And I think there's a lot of goodwill right now to move forward on that. Today, the governor presents his budget, so I'm going to be looking very closely at what that says for our possible solution this session. But I think the legislature is going to have to challenge this governor and make sure we fix it in spite of the fact he doesn't want to help us.
Senator Tom Hawk, thank you very much, and good luck for the rest of the week and the session.
You bet.
It's 7:46 at News Radio KMAN. Brennan's going to step in with our morning sports next on K-Man.